A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. About this time, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews. In the daily distribution, their own widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God so as to give out food. You brothers must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Spirit and with wisdom. We will hand over this duty to them and continue to devote ourselves to prayer and the service of the word. The whole assembly approved this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. The word of the Lord. I am a fan of Pope Francis, so you could possibly call me biased. But I would argue that I am no more biased than those opposed to him. It is fascinating to me that many of those opposed to Pope Francis prefer Pope Benedict or Pope John Paul II. All three were elected to be Pope and so had the same quality of authority as Francis. A big question confronts all popes: how to make decisions. Pope Francis is what we would call collegial. He makes decisions after consulting experts, and he has chosen a number of cardinals from every continent to advise him, as well as others. This is similar to what we learn today from the Acts of the Apostles. The early church had to look after widows who had no means of support. They had no families, there was no welfare provided, and so they were without support. And so they would be condemned to starvation and death. The leaders knew they needed assistance so that they could also preach the gospel, as that was their first responsibility, and it still is. Consequently, a number of people were recommended, and the apostles laid hands on them and prayed over them. So they took over the work. The leaders consulted, received recommendations, and acted under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That is the way Pope Francis acts. He held what is called a synod of bishops from around the world about the sacrament of marriage. That synod made recommendations which the Pope acted on when he wrote the letter called The Joy of Love, Amoris Laetitia. that has become the guide for all of us dealing with the sacrament of marriage. Pope Francis says strongly in everything he writes, God's name is mercy, and that has to be applied to the sacrament of marriage. The Church faces huge questions related to the story in the Acts. How can a few people cope with a huge responsibility of ministry in the Church? This is a great problem, since we know the labourers are few. What we do know from the Acts is that the Holy Spirit will guide us to a solution, and our Pope is a strong leader. Do we have the strength to follow him? Thank you.